taking control of and improving your health requires the most relevant and timely health information available. And University Medical Center is here to help with facts and advice about important health topics that you care about. We know your health matters. Every year, millions of people in the U.S. get sick with the flu. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention estimates that last year, 34,000 Americans died from the flu. This year, health experts worry about an overlap of flu and COVID-19 and the potential burden to people and our healthcare system. Let's hear from Dr. Jennifer Clem, a family medicine physician at University Medical Center, who says protecting yourself from the flu has never been as important as it is now. Welcome to Health Matters with your host, Mike Royer.
We're joined on Health Matters once again by Dr. Jen Clem, family practice physician here at the University of Alabama. You've been with us before. It's nice to see you again.
Thank you so much for having me.
We're coming up on that season, flu season, where the conversations begin about whether to get a shot, when to get a shot, who should get one, who shouldn't. We're in a unique situation this year, and we'll talk about that in a moment. But let's just talk about the flu. What can you tell us about this upcoming flu season? Any predictions on what we might expect?
Well, it is difficult to make predictions always. Flu season runs through from October through May, mm-hmm. and many people forget how long flu season runs all the way through May. So it is important to think about vaccinating not too early so that we get through that whole season. It's hard to know how serious, how severe this flu season will be. The predictions are that's going to be worse than usual as far as the flu goes, but we do have the complication of COVID, which just makes everything more unpredictable.
It's a challenge for physicians, and I know too for scientists who develop the vaccine that we'll be getting this fall, trying to identify which strains of the flu it will be effective for. That's a challenge, a very difficult challenge every year, isn't it?
It is, absolutely. The World Health Organization has many top scientists, the smartest people in the world working on that, making those decisions of which strains to cover, and they pick the top three or four strains to put in the flu shot, and then we hope for the best.
Historically, are the vaccines usually good for 40, 50, 60% of the strains? Is it better than that, worse than that, or does that too vary year by year?
It does vary year by year. Some predictions are better for one year than the other. Some we've seen as little as 30% protection in some years to over 50% in other years.
I know you don't want anyone to get the flu, but who among us out here are most vulnerable and maybe at greatest risk of serious health issues if they get the flu?
Yes, that's a good question. The most vulnerable populations for the flu virus are the very young, the very old, and any person who has an immunocompromised state. So patients who are getting chemotherapy, for example, for cancer, patients who have autoimmune diseases or other diseases that affect their immune system are at high risk for a serious case of the flu.
Getting the vaccine is the top priority thing to do to avoid it. Are there any other things we can do to avoid getting the flu this year?
Yes, other things you can do to avoid the flu are frequent hand washing, especially after touching any surfaces, heavily busy surfaces like door handles, surfaces that a lot of people are touching. So frequent hand washing, and then also avoiding large gatherings indoors, which if our COVID precautions continue, will be in place, hopefully through the winter, and also avoiding being around anyone who's sick or has symptoms.
Are there people out here amongst us who cannot have or shouldn't have the flu vaccine?
Well, there's actually very few complete contraindications to getting a flu shot. One is being under 6 months of age. So our newborns up to 6 months cannot have a flu vaccine. So it's very important to protect that population for anybody who's going to be around a newborn, have any contact with a newborn to get their flu shot. Their flu vaccine. And then the other people who can't have a flu vaccine are people who have a significant serious allergy to one of the components. So egg allergy, gelatin, or one of the other actual components of the flu vaccine. And only those patients who have people who have a very severe allergic reaction, meaning anaphylaxis, where they actually, it's a life-threatening reaction. Those patients are people who have a mild reaction, a mild allergy to the flu. The recommendation, mild allergy to eggs.
Okay.
The recommendation is to still get the flu vaccine, but to be observed after you've had the vaccine for a short period of time. And there may be people out there who think they can't get the flu vaccine because of an allergy, but that may not be true. That may be true anymore according to the current guidelines. So I would encourage you to see your physician and talk to them about it or your provider.
University of Alabama campus has kind of been a lonely place this summer. That's changing rapidly now. The students are coming back. Many faculty and staff members are coming back to begin work again on campus. What is the medical center and physicians doing to try to protect the folks who come to the University of Alabama this fall?
From the flu?
Yes.
The coronavirus restrictions that are in place are going to be protective also from the flu transmitting among the community. So the social distancing, the masks that we're doing already, cleaning surfaces frequently, hand washing, those things that are already in place, but the policies will protect from the flu as well. Another very important piece is the Flu Blast campaign that the University Medical Center helps to promote and run every year. And that's where we offer the vaccine widely among the for the employees on campus and students as well. Now the Flu Blast campaign is going to have to look different this year, because mm-hmm. in the past we've encouraged large amounts of people to come out, get vaccinated, yeah. but we need to figure out this year how to do that more safely so that we're still maintaining social distancing while we do the vaccination.
You've led us to the last part of our interview, and that is the double whammy, for lack of a better term, of flu season's approaching, and we're still dealing in a serious way with COVID-19. That must give physicians a bit of a headache. The challenge for both of those at the same time.
It is very concerning. There are multiple parts of it that concern the medical community. One example, the symptoms of coronavirus and the influenza are similar. There's
yes.
a lot of overlap between the two. So there's going to be difficulty in figuring out if which condition the patient might have. And in some cases, the patient might have both. We're very fortunate at University Medical Center that we're able to test for both. We're going to be able to test for both viruses, influenza and COVID-19, with one swab. So that's going to be a huge help for us.
And with that one swab, you're able to distinguish if you have one or the other, or even both with
yes,
that test.
With that one test.
You haven't seen that yet.
No, we haven't seen any. I haven't seen any cases of flu yet, because it's still summer right now.
For the normally healthy person, though, if you had both of those, I've heard people describe the symptoms of COVID-19, and I know what flu symptoms are like. Getting both of those at the same time would not only be difficult to deal with, I would think could be potentially life-threatening, even for a relatively healthy person.
Absolutely, because we are seeing that COVID-19 on its own can be life-threatening
sure.
occasionally for young people, but that's why flu season is just more critical than ever this year. And the health systems have been strained. In our community, we've been able to handle the number of COVID-19 cases so far in our hospital system. But normally in the winter, we see an increase in hospitalizations because of the flu, and it concerns us that we will strain our resources beyond capability if we're seeing the typical number of flu cases in addition to coronavirus, where people are needing hospitalization.
You're especially concerned about overwhelming
yes.
hospitals.
Yes, absolutely.
So in closing, you recommend everyone get a flu shot with the guidance of their physician, with the other parameters you talked about.
Absolutely, and I believe that getting a flu vaccination this year is more important than ever. And for those people out there who don't usually get your flu vaccine, I would really encourage them to reconsider this year. A lot of patients have a negative reaction to the flu vaccine. You might feel ill for 24 hours, you might have fever, chills, aching, want to stay in bed for 24 hours. But that is, for me, a small price to pay for something that may save your life.
I'm notorious for saying that's my last question, then asking another question. and I will ask this regarding the flu shot. Sometimes my doctor says, oh, wait till next month to get it, getting closer to the season. Give us a calendar parameter that you think people should start thinking about getting the vaccine. And that will be my last question.
Yes. So we would recommend waiting until September. Later in September to early October to be vaccinated.
Very good. Dr. Clem, excellent advice today. We appreciate your time, your expertise, and it's always a pleasure seeing you. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
To learn more from us about these and other important health topics, visit umc.ua.edu. And for all your primary health care needs,
Visit University Medical Center with locations in Tuscaloosa, Northport, and Demopolis.